live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP studios. This is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Four more days, y'all. That's right. Four more days until this election is over, and it is history, and it is heating up like never before. Right now, the president rallying up thousands of people over in Michigan. He's got a really busy day ahead of him today because he is also going to be going to Wisconsin and Minnesota. But you know what? Even Hayden Biden is out of his basement hitting the campaign trail hard. He is going to be hitting Iowa later today. He's also going to go to St. Paul, Minnesota. It's going to be the dueling presidential candidates here in Minnesota, each one trying to take that state in the big election that is just 4 days away. It is getting down to the nitty gritty, my friends. And right here in the state of Nevada, by the way, happy Nevada Day observed for everyone. Of all the states in the union, I got to say, I dig Nevada the most because we have Nevada Day. I am wearing the Nevada state pin right now. If you can see that there, I had Assemblyman John Hambrick give that to me. It belonged to his late wife. I absolutely love it. We're one of the few states that celebrates coming into statehood. I think it's so cool. I've lived in California, Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, New York, Vermont, everywhere. No one celebrates like Nevada, and I freaking love it. So happy Nevada Day observed. We're going to have some Nevada Day fun a little bit later on in the show, but let's get back to the election because not only are we 4 days away, this is also the last day for early voting here in the state of Nevada. So if you've not gone to the polls yet, if you've not mailed your ballot in, you want to vote in person, today is the day to get there. And my friends, you're going to want to. You're going to want to vote because if you're paying close attention to the numbers, and I know you're probably not paying close attention to the numbers because that is boring and it is data and it is not fun. But it's not looking too good for Republicans here in Clark County. Clark County is where we, Las Vegas, it's where the most populous part of the state is. And right now, the Democrat firewall is huge at 76,000 votes, 76,000 votes ahead of the Republicans. Of course, we have no idea how the independents are voting in this one, but that lead right now in Clark alone is 11%. Now, when it comes to the state as a whole, let me paint a picture here for you. It is a little bit different because the Dem state lead is only at 45,000 votes. That really does prove that this is anybody's game. Anybody's game here in the state of Nevada. While Biden does have a slight lead, this one can go to Trump, but that means Republicans need to vote. Independents who are voting for Trump need to vote. And quite honestly, we don't know how this is going to be shaking out. It is going to be a nail biter on Tuesday, my friends. And on Tuesday, if you don't want to watch the mainstream media, and my God, why would you? Why would you want to watch them? You can tune in right here, wherever you watch the Michelle Mortensen Show, because we are going to be doing election night coverage. We have people from all over the country joining us, giving us results and returns. You, my friends, are not going to want to miss it. But let's talk about the polls for a minute, because the polls are definitely saying all around the country that Biden has this slight lead. The question I want to ask you right now is, are the polls wrong? If you want to join the conversation, you can. 702-221-7283. We will take your call on the air. I know we've got a lot of people watching online today. Welcome, Scott. Welcome, AK. Welcome, Dana. Welcome, Brittany. Welcome, William, Carol, and so many more. We are glad to have you here online. But if you want to join in and tell us what you think about the polls and Election Day, call right now, 702-221-7283. Let's talk about polls, though, because they often give they often give Biden this advantage. But what if the polls are wrong? Frank Luntz, a very well-known pollster, said, once again, if we are wrong at this, if the pollsters got it wrong again, the polling industry is doomed. And then in The Hill, definitely not a Republican publication by any stretch of the imagination, they have said that positive Trump polls are sparking a debate in circles. Could the polls all be wrong? And could Trump actually be winning this one? the Trafalgar Group, which was the only nonpartisan outlet in 2016 to actually find Trump leading in Michigan and Pennsylvania on Election Day. One of the few that said, Trump was going to win this sucker. Guess what? They're saying Trump is going to win again because people don't want to admit that they're Trump supporters because they don't want to be told, you're a racist, you hate people. So what if the polls are wrong? I would love to know what you think at 702-221-7283. I personally think the polls are wrong as well. I think we are going to see a victory for Donald Trump on Tuesday. It might not be called on Tuesday, as some states, Nevada included, are going to be giving a couple days to count in votes. Pennsylvania is another one. But I think we are definitely underestimating how many people are for Trump. We're going to talk a little bit more about the celebrities that are supporting Trump these days. But did you see that just about 5 hours ago, Brett Favre came out big time saying he is supporting the president. Speaking of Twitter, though, have Twitter and the mainstream media gotten out of control? Have they gotten out of control? Are they no longer reporting the facts? I think the answer to that question is correct. Here is why. Hear me out. It came out earlier this week that the New York Times, which a couple of years ago posted this op-ed from an anonymous source who was deep inside in the Trump campaign, revealing information about how they were going to use the 25th Amendment and how everyone wanted to get rid of Trump. Heck, this anonymous source from the New York Times actually wrote a book. Well, lo and behold, guess what we found out this week? This anonymous source is practically still anonymous because nobody knows who the heck he is. His name is Miles Taylor. He worked for Homeland Security in February of 2019, left in June of 2019. So he was there for a handful of months and doesn't know Jack. He's never even met with the president. He's in a cubicle 8 million doors away from anywhere where the president would ever be. Yet the New York Times was citing him as an actual source of what was going on in the administration. And the New York Times says, oh, it's okay. This is what we do. We protect sources. Everybody who knows how journalism works knows this is the way that it goes. No, it doesn't, my friends. When a reporter says, I've got a source high up in the administration, a senior official, we assume that means a senior official. It's not the barista at Starbucks who gave an assistant to an intern a coffee who works at the White House now. That is not a great anonymous source. Do you want to know who came out hard against the New York Times for this? Believe it or not, the freaking Atlantic. The Atlantic. The people who wrote the fake news article about Trump and veterans. This is crazy. The silencing on social media. Did you hear earlier this week that Trump administration border official Mark Morgan was silenced by Twitter? They blocked his account because he dare have a tweet saying that the wall works. He dare have a tweet saying the wall works. And so they silenced his account. And you know, we have a caller right now. So let's bring that on. Who is with us right now? Jason? Is it Jason?
Jason, yeah.
Hi, Jason. What do you have to say about polls, about Twitter? What's going on?
Oh, I always believed this, and until 2016, I had no proof that mainstream media uses polls as a form of voter suppression. They want who they want to win. I mean, remember, Hillary was 99%. And I think they're doing it again. They want Trump's voters to say, you know what, it's not worth it to go out. I'm just going to stay home. That's what they wanted then. Pretty sure that's what they want now. That's why they're suppressing the Biden laptop scandal thing. That's why they blocked the Twitter account of the New York Post. They don't want this stuff out because they don't want people to know the truth. That's why I follow you, because you tell the truth.
Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate that so much. And I agree with you. They don't want the truth, because when Twitter silenced Mark Morgan, who works at the border and is part of the construction of the wall, and he says the wall works, and they suppress that because they think it's inciting anger or it's some type of racist remark, I want to know where Twitter gets off deciding that it can silence Kayleigh McEnany. It can silence Mark Morgan. It can silence the president. Who the heck does Jack over Twitter think he is, Jason?
I just think we need to eliminate the 230 protections for these folks and hold them accountable at some point.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you mentioned that. The 230 protection, the one thing I fear about that is this. That law, basically, that caveat protects them that if you say something about, I don't know, a restaurant, and you say that they worship the devil there, well, then you could sue that restaurant, could sue that person and Twitter or Facebook. It might break down and get rid of Facebook, Twitter, all of it all together. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't really know. I think there's another option. These people are social media. They need to start being treated like media equal time, my friends. That is absolutely me. I appreciate you so much. They are playing the Addams Family, if you're wondering, because it's time for us to go to break. But we have so much more to get to in the show. Jason, I love that you called. I hope more people call in the next block, because we're going to be talking about more Twitter suppression, celebrities, and how they're influencing this election. And oh my God, what is going on in Oregon with the COVID clown? If you don't know about this, you've got to stay tuned for that alone. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but there's a lot more on the Michelle Mortensen Show to come. Wondering if now is the time to buy or sell a home, or is a market crash on the way? At Home, a real estate company, John Kennedy and his team will make sure you have all the information you need to make an informed decision. Home is where the heart is, and John Kennedy and his team are ready to lead you home. Give them a call today at 702-640-0101 or visit them at homerealestatecompany.com.
Ladylikeclothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. Ladylikeclothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at ladylikeclothing.com.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of us are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC, pediatric, physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learned about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on The Michelle Mortensen Show.
Saving money on your car insurance is easy with the team at InsureWise. The agents at InsureWise can find you the best coverage at the lowest price, something the corporate guys just can't do. Great rates await on your car, home, life, and business insurance. Don't pay too much for insurance. Be wise and get InsureWise. Call 702-620-4825. That's 702-620-4825. InsureWise, the only wise choice for all your insurance needs.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
It's almost Halloween. It's almost Nevada Day. It's Friday. So many reasons to celebrate. So glad that you're here with us on the Michelle Mortensen Show today. So great to see so many new viewers and so many listeners on KSHP 1400 AM. We are just so glad to have all of you here with us. We've got a ton to talk about to do. So let's get right down to it with the nitty gritty, my friends. All right. We were talking about Twitter in the last block. I know Deb chimed in. She said she agreed with Jason. I agree with Jason too. But guess what? Twitter is also a place where we see how weak certain organizations are, like the Girl Scouts of America. Oh, that's right. I'm going to go there and I'm going to hit them hard because earlier this week, they wrote this tweet that says, "Congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett, on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court since its inception in 1789. Now, that is a very pro-woman tweet. Amy Coney Barrett is an amazing woman. She's a mom. She's a mom of little girls. She's on the Supreme Court. This is a huge high honor, right? Who's going to have a problem with that? Look, a politician you never heard of, Representative Presley from Massachusetts, is just outraged and throws a little shade. What kind of patch does one earn for uplifting a woman who is the antithesis of justice? Good googly. All right. There was so much shade there, so much attitude there. We should be uplifting all women. And who says she's the antithesis of justice? Oh my God. Well, you think that, you know, the Girl Scouts would have a backbone. Oh, they don't. Look what they do. They go, earlier today, we shared a post highlighting the five women who've been appointed to the Supreme Court. It was quickly viewed as a political and partisan statement, which was not our intent. And we have removed the post. Are you kidding me? So now congratulating a woman who is on the highest court in the land is too political and too partisan? Oh, but it gets better. Because look what else they tweeted. Look what else they tweeted later. Oh, it's rich. I can't wait to show you. Can we show the next tweet, Spence? Oh, here we go. They tweet, why it's so important to have female political leadership in the United States, at Hillary Clinton explains. Are you kidding me right now? So it's totally okay for Hillary Clinton to say why it's important for women to be in politics. Nobody's got a problem with that now, do they? But you freaking compliment ACB and you delete the tweet and you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. How was I so wrong? I said something nice about a Republican. This is ridiculous. Did you also hear that there is a young woman at the University of Kansas who is a Theta? She is a Theta, and she put something on social media. She put a post about Candace Owens, and she was put on probation from her sorority for putting something on social media that was just so darn insensitive. Is that what we do in college now? We say free thought, sharing information, that you're going to get suspended from your freaking sorority? Good God, think, Theta, think, because you're not thinking at all. Moving on, though, to more Twitter news. As I said, Brett Favre, he gave out a big tweet plug today for the president. But you know who else is really supporting the president these days? The rappers. Rappers for Trump. It's a real thing, my friends. First, it was Lil Pump, and now it's Lil Wayne. Look at that. Just had a great meeting with real Donald Trump. Besides what he's done so far with criminal justice reform, the Platinum Plan is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what we had to say today and assured he will and can get it done. Lil Wayne, what's poppin'? He's in that song. That's why I keep saying what's poppin'. He is now supporting Donald Trump as well as Lil Pump. Now, some of you say, well, 50 Cent, he's supporting Trump. You know what? 50 Cent is a weakling. 50 Cent ain't worth a nickel because he was supporting Donald Trump. And then Chelsea Handler had to say, what's wrong with you, son? You can't support the president. And all of a sudden, he's backtracked faster than anyone could ever backtrack. So 50 Cent is a joke. 50 is no longer relevant and cool, not because he changed his mind, but because he absolutely allowed Chelsea Handler to freaking shame him. Like she had to white-splain to him what he's supposed to do with his vote. And that's just sad on multiple levels. But that asks a much bigger question.
And that question is, does anyone really care whatsoever what a celebrity or an athlete has to say when it comes to politics? I think you'll be very surprised by a poll that was done on October 8th through the 13th. It asked 1,103 voters, 48% who were male, 52% who were female, how they felt about celebrity and athletic endorsements when it came to politics. And get this, over 12% of voters report an entertainer or an athlete has influenced their thinking regarding an election. So athletes and entertainers are influencing 12% of the population? Y'all, you might think 12% isn't that big of a deal. You might think, oh, that's pretty tiny. But 12% could turn this election. So who are people really being influenced by? Now, let me give you a few more details about this poll. Of this poll, 28% were Black, 20% were Hispanic, 17% were LGBTQ, and 17% were Gen Z and Millennial. And they said that the Dems were more likely to be influenced by celebs and Republicans than Republicans. 17% of the Democrats said they were influenced, 9% of the Republicans. But get this, they say by 36%, LeBron James influences their political decisions. LeBron James. Next, Taylor Swift with an impressive 13%. Those Swifties, they follow everything she says. And I don't care for anything she has to say personally. Then we've got 9% with The Rocks, 6% with Oprah, and 5% with Cardi B and Colin Kaepernick. The fact that anyone listens to Cardi B at all is disappointing on multiple levels. Dem voters, Democrat voters, said of the celebrities that they trust the most for information about politics and social issues, Tom Hanks tops the list at 49%. Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump, the guy from Bosom Buddies, who used to dress up like a woman to live in an apartment. Remember that show way back in the day? That's who they trust. Followed by The Rock, LeBron, and Oprah. Now, Republican voters say they trust Kid Rock the most, 46%. Okay, I dig Kid Rock. Kid Rock's okay. But I'm sad if most Republicans were like, my God, I looked at Kid Rock for inspiration on who to freaking vote for. Followed by Ted Nugent, Tom Hanks, who's a Democrat, and The Rock, who is a Democrat now. He was once a Republican. So Republicans are actually listening to Tom Hanks and The Rock a lot, too. Insane. Gen Z, they trust Zendaya the most. Okay, there you go. Of the Black voters, they trust Oprah the most, followed by Colin Kaepernick and John Legend. The LGBTQ community trusts Gaga the most, followed by Oprah, The Rock, and then Beyonce. 75% of people polled said they want entertainers to use their platforms to address social and political issues. Of that, 93% were Democrats and 54% were Republicans. Good googly. Well, all I can say is I just hope that Lil Wayne's poll is huge and people go out and they vote for Donald Trump. All right. I mentioned we're going to talk about the freaking COVID clown. Before I play the video, I want you to ask yourself when you see this, who the heck is on your screen right now? Spence, we have got to play Oregon's response to the COVID numbers here during Halloween. Get ready.
Hello. I'm Dr. Claire Pochet. I'm a general pediatrician. And
I didn't know KISS was available in Oregon right now.
I'm here with Jimmy Schmidt.
Or is it Mimi from the Drew Carey Show?
I thought we'd start by giving you a quick update on where we are as a state with COVID.
This is serious. This is not a joke.
As of today, there have been...
This is how Oregon is addressing its viewers about COVID with a doctor dressed like a clown looking like the most scary Ronald McDonald I've ever seen. Is it It from Stephen King's It? And that poor man signing it all. You know he wants to bust out laughing right now. Oh, let's hit pause before we get there. Yeah, because we're going to talk about that in a minute. But oh my Atlanta, Georgia, that clown video... Oregon is a hot mess joke. I cannot believe that was real. Can you? I mean, that is a sign the government has lost its mind in Oregon. Not only do they have freaking Ted Wheeler as their mayor, and I think the person who's running against Ted Wheeler is an even bigger socialist because she runs around wearing skirts with great leaders like Mao on it. What? That was scary. And as Deb just said, watching on Facebook right now, I have found a new clown phobia. Girl, we all have. We all have. It is absolutely insane. All right. We're just going to play one part of the video. Let's play the KFC fire log. Look at this, y'all. Nothing says the holidays quite like Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, it freaking warmed my heart. That instead of having the smell of Christmas tree or gingerbread or even cinnamon, I could have my house smelling like chicken. Let's hit pause. Sadly, that is for sale. It's going to be on sale at Walmart. We're going to talk about Hillary and Cher in a minute, but we got a caller on the line. So let's see who is joining us. Who's on the line with me right now? Hello, caller. Are you there? It's Marsha?
Yes.
Hi, Marsha. How are you today?
Yeah, do you need my number?
Oh, your number? No. Did you call, or were you calling the Michelle Mortensen show right now, or were you calling for something else?
Radio shopping.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right. Well, we'll let Justin take care of that with you. And we are going to go on with our show right here, right now. All right. That was fun. That was fun. I think it's the spirit of Halloween that has just got everybody acting amok right now. All right. Can we talk about Hillary and Cher for a minute? Let's pull up that Hillary and Cher, the dynamic duo of terror. I mean, that's a Halloween nightmare right there. Freaking Hillary and Cher. Hillary looking like she's, you know, I don't know. She looks more like Kim Jong-un every day, doesn't she? Doesn't she? What's she wearing? So they got together for a little tea yesterday, and people had to pay money to go to this tea to raise money for Democrats. No one cares about Hillary and no one cares about Cher, although I will mention this. We probably all will be thinking about Cher a little bit later in the week because Saturday is the day, my friends, that we're all going to turn back time. Turn back time. I can do a pretty good share. We do have to fall back, my friend. That's right. We're going to fall back. We get an extra hour because, you know, 2020 hasn't been extra enough. It hasn't been special enough. You know, we need more 2020 because this year can never end. So remember to turn your clock backs. Two men who right now are probably my champions, Marco Rubio and Senator Scott in Florida, both want to get rid of daylight savings time. They are trying to get that bill pushed through. Guess what? It's not going to happen, but I'm a big believer in it because I truly think this whole falling back and springing forward is the stupidest thing we have ever had the pleasure of enduring. Absolutely insane. Also, more insane news to share with you today. It's absolutely crazy. Where did I put that piece of paper? So Vogue recently did an article. They recently did an article with a model. Her name is Erica something or another. I can't find the paper right now. And she is pregnant and she has decided that she is going to let her child determine when her child is 18, what child's said gender is going to be. Can you believe that? She said that the child will decide when they are 18 years old, whether it is a boy or whether it is a girl. That begs a lot of questions to me. So you're saying you're going to have a baby and you're going to raise that child genderless for 18 years? For 18 years. So if you have a girl, you know, genetically, what are you going to do when that individual starts menstruating, starts having, you know, I don't know, typical life things? At the same time, if you have a boy, What are you going to do when their voice changes? How are you going to do anything? This is absolutely ridiculous. I would love to hear what you think about this. 702-221-7283. We love to have callers on the show to tell us what you think about all of this. I know Kevin is on Facebook right now saying, oh my gosh, we've got to debate this one right here and now. I agree, because it is absolutely and utterly ridiculous. But this is what the media has amounted to these days. That's an article that is in Vogue magazine. The media has now turned the situation to a place where we no longer report the truth. We no longer report facts. The media simply goes out and reports what people want to say, or what people want to think, or what their truth is, or what they're feeling at the moment. And that does not work, in my opinion, because if we're supposed to follow the science, friends, remember that? Remember, how many times have you been told to follow the freaking science? Well, science is super clear. There are two genders. There are not three. There are not 15. There is no gender fluidity. There are two. If you don't like your gender, cool, cool, cool. You do you, boo. But you have to admit that if we're going to trust science and believe science, for, I don't know, COVID, that we're also going to have to trust and believe science when they have factual information like, I don't know, there are two genders, that I don't know, that a baby at 8 weeks has a heartbeat. You're going to have to start believing science at one point. So why is it today that the media no longer has to report the truth? Why is it today that the media is allowed to report unnamed sources? Why the media is allowed to say things like, well, scientists say this, and then when scientists backtrack or change things, we're not allowed to report that anymore, that you're wrong? Why is it that when scientists told us not to wear masks in February, not to wear masks in March, and to not wear masks in April, that was totally okay? But then when we started reopening and everyone said we had to wear masks again, all of a sudden we have to listen to the scientists, and that if you and I think wearing the mask is stupid, well, then we're just idiots. It doesn't make any sense now, does it? And this is why people are mad at the media, because they aren't being truthful about anything. Now, I want to share something kind of personal with you. As many of you know, I spent most of my life in TV news. I have spent, since I was about 21 years old, I have been on TV. And I know a lot of TV people. And I'm not going to lie, the majority of the TV people I know, the people who are reporting news all over this country, they're liberal. But I do hate seeing things like this. A friend of mine posted on Facebook earlier this morning, being a journalist in 2020 is listening to your husband get gas mask training because, you know, he could be gassed. We're in the process right now at our station of taking all the station logos off the work cars because we've had so many threats, and our crews are getting things thrown at them in the field. Tensions have never been higher. I urge you to think about the consequences of a government trying to turn the country against the media. In the next few days, people like me and my husband are being threatened. We're afraid for our safety at work in many situations. We've hired security guards for Election Day. A free press helps all of us remain free. So I share this with you for a couple of reasons. Number one, these are reporter friends of mine who are in Florida, in Tampa, Florida, where the president was yesterday. I hate to think that this young mom and dad with two kids would be threatened or hurt in any way. Because even though we may not agree politically, I know them as human beings, and I would never want anyone to attack them or to hurt them. But at the same time, journalists are going to have to sit back and admit that, quite honestly, they have not been telling the truth, and that we do not have a free and fair press anymore. It's really time to nix that narrative, because the press and the media and journalists have been acting like they are God's gift to America, and that they hold the powerful accountable, and that they tell the truth, and that they're giving you everything you need, and that if they weren't there, we would just have propaganda. But how now, brown cow? Wait 1 minute. Twitter is constantly silencing the media. The New York Post still no longer has any access on Twitter, and it is one of the oldest newspapers in the country. I don't give a rat's that it's owned by Robert Murdoch, and you shouldn't either. Who is Twitter to say that they can go ahead and silence the media? Here's another great question. We have a presidential candidate in Joe Biden who has all but admitted that laptop is Hunter's. But no one cares, so no one asks the question. All they ask Joe Biden is, what flavor milkshake you eating today? Interesting. How many sit-down interviews has Joe Biden done with any of the media? He's not been on Fox News once. Now, let me ask you, how many places have you seen the president? You've seen him on CNN. You've seen him on Fox News. You've seen him on ABC, NBC, CBS. You've seen him everywhere. Because even though the media hates him, and I agree, he brought it on himself. When he started calling them the fake news, when he started attacking them, when he started making them the enemy, you knew at the end of the day, hello, they were going to fight back. The problem is, I don't have a problem with the media fighting back. What I have a problem with is that truth and transparency is lost. Truth and transparency no longer exist, and we don't have a free press. We have a press that is full of propaganda. We have a press that is not really sharing any of the truth. We have a press that is letting you suppress, that is allowing the suppression of facts and information. Hey, I'm one of the people who, I'm not a big fan of this Hunter Biden story. Do you want to know why I'm not a big fan of the Hunter Biden story? I'm not a big fan of it because I don't think anybody cares about his kid's laptop. And I know that politicians are corrupt. This is not breaking news to me. I've ran for office. I know politicians. Politicians are corrupt. Anytime a politician tells you, hey, this is about character and integrity, that means they don't know what else to say. And I can say that as a politician who has said it's about character and integrity, because at one time I actually thought that was the case because I was being a little too churchy, if I'm really, really, really honest. Yeah, it helps to have people of character and integrity. But at the end of the day, let's be really real. Politics is dirty. The swamp is messy. It is nasty. And you can't just be this person of character and integrity floating through above it all if you're going to win in politics, because politics is a hot mess of dirt and nastiness. And the real thing is that we should have journalists who are just as tough on Republicans as they are on Democrats. We should have journalists who are so hungry for the truth that they will go at any length to get it. We should have journalists who want to hold the powerful accountable so much so that they will not stop trying to unearth data. But right now, we have every news operation in America besides Fox News and the New York Post just ignoring the Hunter Biden story altogether. Now, it's not the greatest campaign story. Can I tell you why? Because we like easy. Pay attention to this. Look at all the campaign mail you've gotten. This one's about Nicole Cannizzaro. She has her sights set on a big payday. It all lays her down as being corrupt and blah, blah, blah. It's very easy to digest. And that's what voters want. They want things that are very easy to digest. Look, here she is. She's living the high life. They're painting a picture right now of her that she is corrupt, that she is living off other people's money, that she's in the pocket of lobbyists because her husband is actually a lobbyist. I don't know if you know that. And she has been linked to illegal campaign funds numerous, numerous, numerous times. And she put a man behind bars who was not guilty and left him there for many months until her hand was forced to get him out of prison. That's all true. Those are all facts. But you got to present it in an easy to understand way. And the problem is with that Biden laptop story is it's not easy. It's not understandable. No one's really fully taken down the encryption and gotten it all down. And we don't have enough facts. At the end of the day, this election should all be about the economy. Because Donald Trump gave us one of the best economies of all time. And we saw yesterday with that 33% of GDP growth, we are seeing the best economy ever. And if we stick with President Trump, we're going to continue to see a great economy. Go with Joe Biden. My God, it could get real dicey real, real fast. We are running out of time in this block. We're going to be taking a break here in a bit, but we might do a little bit more political mail if you want. And we're going to play some Nevada Day trivia coming up in the next break. So stay with that. I also want to thank Kevin. He's chimed in so much here on the show today. I really do appreciate that. Loretta as well. Thank you for joining in. Rodna, hello to you as well. I want you guys to write down this number, 702-221-7283, because I am in the mood on this Nevada Day to give away a lot of stuff. That's right. I've got bag photos. I've got gift cards. I got books. I got all sorts of things I can give away to you today if you call in and play Nevada Day Trivia with me, 702-221-7283. So get on the lines right now during the commercial break if you want to win some pretty cool stuff. It's always nice to get freebies, especially here at the end of the month, right? We're going to listen to some Thriller and some more Halloween music to get us in the mood. We might even do a sing-along with Nevada's state song. You heard me do my share. I'm not that bad at it, people.
Insurance is easy with the team at InsureWise. The agents at InsureWise can find you the best coverage at the lowest price, something the corporate guys just can't do. Great rates await on your car, home, life, and business insurance. Don't pay too much for insurance. Be wise and get InsureWise. Call 702-620-4825. That's 702-620-4825. InsureWise, the only wise choice for all your insurance needs.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children aging. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their client and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learn about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on the Michelle Mortensen Show.
Looking for a professional, honest, and knowledgeable realtor who will tell you the truth about the Las Vegas market? Then you need John Kennedy and the team at Home, a real estate company. With 16 years buying, selling, and managing properties all over the Las Vegas Valley, there's no one better to serve you. Give John a call today at 702-640-0101 and let him lead you home.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White-Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605.
I mean, it's not Halloween unless we're playing Ghostbusters, right? That movie scared me so much when I was a kid. The library scene. My favorite was Rick Moranis, though. I thought he was hilarious in that movie. Look at this music video, though, if you're watching online with us. Oh, my God. It was so bad. It was so bad. So bad. Who was my favorite? Bill Murray. Oh, my God. I love Bill Murray. Who doesn't love Bill Murray? We need Chevy Chases in this video? Okay. I think I need to pay more attention to the Ghostbusters video because, hello, That was amazing. Chevy Chase making a cameo. I cannot believe that. All right. Believe it or not, we do have a caller on the line. We're going to get to the caller in a minute. If you want to call and you want to win some free stuff, I would love it if you would join in. The number to call scrolling on your screen right now, if you're listening, though, it's 702-221-7283. We're going to do some Nevada Day trivia here because, why not? But I got to get my Nevada Day facts all ready to go. Where did my Nevada Day facts go? All right, let's get our caller on the line. I think we have, is it Angelica?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you today? Happy almost Nevada Day or Nevada Day observed.
Yeah, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, we are hanging in there on this Friday of fun. And you are our very first caller for Nevada Day history, which makes me pretty darn excited. I won't make you sing it, but Angelica, do you even know the Nevada State song?
I'd have to try, but maybe.
Okay, what do you think the Nevada State song is?
Home Means Nevada?
It is Home Means Nevada. We're actually gonna listen to it in a little bit. That was a really easy one, but I am glad to give away a Bag Moto to you, my friend, and a Sonic gift card because you're our first caller in Nevada Day Trivia. So, Angelica, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. If more of you want to play Nevada Day Trivia, here's what you got to do. You just got to pick up the phone and dial 702-221-7283. Angelica, we'll get your information and get that out to you soon. Thank you so much for calling in. I do love me some Nevada. You know, I have lived all over the country, and Nevada is truly my favorite place that I've lived. I just think it's the best state. I love Las Vegas more than I've loved anywhere that I've lived, and I just can't get enough of it. So thanks, Angelica, for calling. And again, if you want to play Nevada Day Trivia with me, call right now, 702-221, and look at me blanking on the numbers, the last four digits, 702-221-7283. The crawl, it helps the host too. Look at that. All right, before we, while we wait for some more callers, do we have another caller right now? Let's see. That's okay. Nope, don't have another caller yet, but we're waiting to get one there. All right. Let's talk a little bit more about political mail. What do you guys think about political mail? What have we been doing right? What have we been doing wrong? Superman 831 just joined on the show. You know, I get so much political mail. I get just more than I could ever want, but I've noticed something that's kind of interesting here. So in my household, everyone in this household is a registered Republican. Do you know that I have not gotten one stitch of mail from anyone running for Congress? Not the Democrat, not the Republican, not the Libertarian, no one. Now, that begs the question, does any of this nonsense work? Do mail pieces where you're making a woman look ugly, does that work, or does that make you look a little bit like a jerk? Having pictures where you look like a total jerk, does that help? Do you need to see mail pieces with people holding flags? Does that make you go vote? Is mail dead in politics, or does it still work? That is a great question. Most of it, I would say, is pretty awful. But far too many of you say, hey, I don't know who to vote for. I got this mail, and that's who I'm going to vote for. Do we now live in a day and age, particularly here in the state of Nevada, for those of you who are tuning in from Nevada, where mail doesn't matter? Is what's on TV, does that matter more? Right now we see that Joe Biden is in the battleground of Iowa fighting for his political future. And Iowa's going to be a big one, my friends. If you are going to be with us here on election night, we are going to be looking at Iowa very, very closely, because that one could really determine not only the future of the presidency, but also future control of the Senate. All right, it looks like we got another caller on the line. Who do we have with us this time?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Kat Sutton.
Kat, how are you? Are you calling to play some Nevada Day trivia, or do you have something you want to talk about with us here on the show today?
I was calling to play trivia. I've lived here since 56. I might know a thing or four.
Oh, I bet you do. I better try to find a tough one for you. All right.
No, you can make it easy. I'm old, you know, I need.
Well, of course, and remember, Nevada Day is the day that we celebrate becoming a state here in the Union. Let me ask you this. Do you remember the year that Nevada became a state?
Battle born, 1864.
Whoop, whoop. That is a good one. I like it. Hey, I want to give you a bonus question for an extra prize, if you can get it.
Oh,
because
goody.
I did not know that the state of Nevada had so many state animals. We've got a lot. We've got a state fish. We got a state animal. We've got a state reptile. Do you know any of our state animals?
Well, the bighorn sheep is one.
That is one of them. We also have a cutthroat trout, and of course...
Yeah, it's the cutthroat.
Cutthroat trout. Didn't even know there was a cutthroat trout, but there you go. And a desert tortoise.
Yes.
You are awesome. You are going to get a Bagmoto, a Sonic gift card, and a Michelle Mortensen cup because you played Nevada Day Trivia, and I swear, I think you know more than me. You didn't need the notes. I had the notes.
Well, we have to study this stuff in school, you know.
Yes. I'm glad my kids are studying it because you know what? Growing up in California in the Bay Area, they didn't make me study any California history. I just knew about the gold rush. That was about it. Well, my friend, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. I'm going to let you get back to Justin right now so he can write down your address and give it to me. And I will get that all out in the mail to you very, very soon. But I thank you for calling. How do you listen to us? Do you watch us or do you listen to us on the radio?
I'm watching you online right now.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well,
I don't know if I'm on Facebook or if I just went directly to your show. I don't know.
Well, however you came, I'm so glad that you're here, and I can't wait to get you those gifts. Thanks so much for playing Nevada Day Trivia with us today. So stay on the line with Justin. And if anyone else wants to call, we've got just enough time for maybe one more question, friends. I also do want to remind everyone, though, as we wait to see if anyone else wants to play some Nevada Day trivia, election night is almost here. We're going to be on the air from 7 p.m. till 11:30 at night. We've got reporters all over the country who are going to be joining us, telling us what's going on in races all over the country and analyzing how the Electoral College is shaping up on election night. Why watch the mainstream media when you can watch right here and get the information you know and trust? Now, that's not to say we're not going to be tuning in to see what MSNBC and CNN and some of those guys have to say, because it's kind of fun to watch them and have a little laugh because they kind of panic, don't they? They sure is shooting do. All right, so remember that. Also, many of you know Kaya was going to be on the show with us today. Kaya was actually in Tampa, Florida with the president yesterday, and she came down ill this morning. So she had to call us early this morning and cancel. We will reschedule her, so stay tuned for that. But on Monday, we're going to have representatives from Women for Trump with us as we really dial in and look and see how this election is going to shape up. Please remember as well, this is the last day to early vote. Do you want to get your vote on? You need to do it today. Polls are going to be open late at locations all over the country. So please, please, please go ahead and vote. Looks like we've got Rhonda for trivia. So we got to do one more quick trivia. Rhonda, how the heck are you? Rhonda, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I can't wait to play some more trivia for you. All right. Let's see what we can do here. Do you know Nevada's state bird or Nevada's state flower?
I want to say the state flower is sagebrush.
Whoop, whoop, you got it. Sagebrush is it. And our state bird is the mountain bluebird. So there you go. I didn't know that. There you go. There you go. Well, Rhonda, we are excited that you decided to play some Nevada Day trivia here with us. Thank you so much. We're going to send you some Michelle Mortensen's show swag. And, you know what? I've also got a Starbucks fall cup if you want that. So that's another gift I can give to you as well for calling in today. And a Bagmoto. I've got a Bagmoto for you too. So that is what we're giving away today for playing Nevada State Trivia. All right. Thank you, Rhonda, for calling. It means a lot. Stay on the phone line so Justin can get your information, okay?
Thanks for everything you do, Michelle.
Oh, thank you, Rhonda. All right. Well, we are really running out of time here, and I really wanted to play this great video of Home Needs Nevada, our state song, and it's got our favorite Golden Knights in it. So that's it. We're going to end the show today. Y'all enjoy Nevada Day tomorrow. Be safe if you're going to do some Halloween trick-or-treating or have some Halloween parties, Halloween fun. And again, join us on election night. Also, I can't do this show without the help of Spencer, our executive producer. I can't do this show without Lauren, my guest booking producer. We just got an amazing team here. Justin, working the phone lines. Thank you for that. And thank you for tuning in, because if it wasn't for people like Rhonda, Marissa, Kevin, and others, we just wouldn't have a show. Loretta, hello to you as well. All right, my friends, I will talk to you very, very soon. And Loretta, if I missed on getting you a cup, I will get a cup to you ASAP. All right, have a great day, everyone.
Home means the sage and the pines, out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. There is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see, right in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. Whenever the sun at the close of day colors all the western sky, oh, my heart returns to the desert gray and the mountains towering high, where the moonbeams play in the shadow glen with the spotted fawn and doe. All the livelong night until morning light is the loveliest place I know. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage and the pines. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. There is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. Right in the heart of the Golden West, home means Nevada to me. Right in the heart of the Golden West, home means Nevada to me.